This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Hello, lovely to see you back. I have just been working on my latest invention. It is a bath that never gets cold. You don't have to hang around waiting for it to fill up, and you can stay in it all day. Perfect for when the weather turns nippy. The only problem is, I have been using the same water for 7 days straight, and it's beginning to look a bit like a duck pond. Oh, yuck! It looks like vegetable soup. Anyway, lately I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. I recently went to visit a company called Arkiva. These clever chaps provide all of the engineering that means you can get television, radio and the internet in your home. Let's meet one of them.
Hello, my name's James Owen. I'm an apprentice at Arkiva. I work in the master control room, and here we monitor all the services of TV that you see on your screen and make sure that nothing goes wrong so you get the optimum viewing possible.
And have there been any engineers who have inspired you?
An engineer that's inspired me is a man called James Watt. He was around in the 18th century and made lots of mass tools, but then became interested in steam engineering. From here, James Watt and Matthew Boulton founded a company that became the most important engineering firm in the country.
Interesting. This calls for my latest invention, the Universal Inspire-O-Matic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need.
Initializing search. W-A-T-T. James Watt. Loading report.
James Watt was a Scottish mechanical engineer. He refined the steam engine, allowing it to become the driving force behind the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, yeah, the Industrial Revolution. Mid-1700s into the 1800s, if I remember rightly, it was the time when things like steam engines changed the way the world produced goods, from food to clothing to transport. It all changed in the Industrial Revolution.
That's right, but James Watt didn't invent the steam engine. In fact, even when he was still a baby, they were already in use throughout the UK, pumping water out of mines. By chance, when Watt was around 18, he was given a working model of one of these engines to repair. As he was working on it, he noticed that the engine was really inefficient.
Inefficient? We can't have that. As engineers, we have to consider the efficiency of machines. By that, I mean how well a machine performs based on the energy you put into it. In something like an engine, energy can be lost, for example, by heat escaping. That can make it inefficient.
That's right. So Watt set about making improvements to the steam engines, and thanks to him, it revolutionized the way the machines worked and the jobs they could be used for.
Yet again, Inspiro, you've inspired me. But we best hit the road so we can meet some more young engineers. See you soon.
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.